Again, let's just have a look at the variation across the regions, though, which is not too high. Again, what we've got this time in the green triangles is the overall mastectomy rate at the first operation, and the big green blob above Northern Ireland is the overall mastectomy rate, which is 31.6%. Because what you can see there is that their mastectomy rate at the first operation is actually relatively low compared to some of the others. But then they supplement that with a 10% increase in repeat operations. And just to look at another one, which has similarly quite a high 31% overall mastectomy rate, they're doing those mostly at the first operation and then putting a few in at a repeat operation. So, Mike, you have a question, I think.
Well, I suppose the obvious question out of this is looking, first of all, at Northern Ireland, the regional representative there. Why is it 10% of the cases that go on to have a mastectomy? And there will be a second question, which will be to East Midlands, which is why do 26% of their patients have mastectomy in the first place?
Yep, okay, thanks, Sam.
Robert Kennedy again. Firstly, just with Northern Ireland, we're dealing with quite a small number of patients, making it statistically a little bit anomalous. The second thing, and we've known this for some time, is our tumours tend to be slightly bigger, slightly more grade 3, slightly more node positive than the national average, something we've never really been able to get a handle on, so that presumably plays a small part. And I think you've answered some of the other questions in terms of surgeons' feelings about margins, a little bit about patient choice as well. And also we've a relatively high number of surgeons who are performing oncoplastic surgery, and I think that maybe tends to make surgeons veer more for mastectomy whenever they can perform a reconstruction.
Okay, thank you very much. Mark Sibbering, could you bring the microphone forward a moment? Mark, if you'd like to stand up and walk towards that. Yeah.
Yeah, I think in the East Midlands we have got an overall high initial rate, but it's very variable. There are high and low rate units in the region, and I'll bring you back to Malcolm Reid's presentation later on, which looks into that in quite a lot of detail.
Okay.
The other thing to say, I think something we've mentioned, local recurrence and the rates, but I think cosmesis is another thing. There are some very active units in reconstruction in our region, and we'll probably go for a mastectomy with looking at cosmesis, and cosmetic outcomes I think are also very important in these rates that we're talking about. Not, you know, if you do three operations of breast conservation.
Absolutely. Aesthetic outcomes is not something this audit has yet addressed, and it's a very important issue. I agree. Okay, on we go.